Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Well, now let's consider both sides of the question. On the one hand, of course, it could be a bird, so it might help to figure out just what kind of bird it is. A silver-winged condor might indeed resemble a plane at this distance, but a maroon-breasted parakeet doesn't look the least bit like a plane, unless, of course, it's a maroon plane, which complicates matters considerably. Now, on the other hand, it could be a...
It's Normal Man!
Yes, it's Normal Man, strange native of this very planet, who roams the Earth with powers, abilities just about equal to mortal men. Normal Man, who dares not swim in mighty rivers, but shines his shoes with his own hands. And who, disguised as Kenny Clark, friendly but harmless lunatic, fights a dubious battle for truth, justice, and self-preservation.
You forgot about rescuer of helpless maidens in distress.
When was the last time you rescued a helpless maiden in distress?
Well... just last week, I held open an elevator door for a girl. Well, she was a beauty. She had long blonde hair and the prettiest...
The Adventures of Normal Man are brought to you by...
legs I ever saw. She had one of those miniskirts on, and you could see her...
Crispy Crunchy Corn Flakes. Remember, kids, just one bowl of Crispy Crunchies every morning will give you nice, strong bones and teeth and...
eyelashes. You should have seen those long... sultry eyelashes.
Do you mind?
Do I mind? Now there is a ponderous question. Do I mind? Well, on the one hand, I...
And now for this week's exciting adventure. The same street corner, 2 weeks later.
Look at all those poor deluded fools hurry past me on this corner. They see my muscle shirt, my tights, and my long flowing cape, and think I'm some sort of nut. What a clever guise this is. Who would ever suspect that I have hidden upon my person the flannel suit and eyeglasses that make me immediately recognizable as Normal Man, average and everyday man of good? Or is it well?
Normal Man's content musings are soon interrupted by a young bearded bohemian type.
Hello there, young bearded bohemian type.
Hello, friendly but harmless lunatic with muffled shirt, tights, and a long flowing cape. You want to go on a trip, baby?
May I take that one in two parts?
Take your time.
Can I come back next week?
Yes, but you lose your $32,000 if you come back and try for the big jackpot.
Oh. In that case, I'd better answer right now. Would you mind repeating the question?
All right, but just once more. Now listen carefully. You want to go on a trip, baby?
The trip part is difficult enough, but it's the baby segment that really throws me. I'd better try to answer it one part at a time, don't you think?
As you wish.
Do I want to take a trip? Now, last summer, the Boosters Club went to Grant's Tomb, so I wouldn't want to go there again. And I once went to Gimbel's Basement, but the subway was kind of exciting, so I might consider...
Somehow, I don't think you get the idea. Listen, baby, I wouldn't even have stopped you if you didn't look so out of it. I'm not talking about that kind of trip.
Oh, I see. You have in mind a bigger trip, like to Valley Forge or Camden.
You're not with me, baby. I mean...
Do I really look like a baby?
No, not really. Although I once saw a baby with a nose that ever so slightly resembled yours.
It's been so long since anybody called me baby. You remind me of my mother.
Oh, brother.
Yes, in fact, you do remind me more of my brother. He had a beard, too.
Listen, baby, I
love the way you say baby.
Now listen.
Say it again.
Baby.
Again?
Baby.
Again.
Baby, 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 baby. Now, does that make you happy?
Well, happiness, you understand, is entirely relative. Compared to some, I may well be considered happy. But on the other hand...
Do you want to go on a trip?
Trip?
Trip. You know, a mental trip. Acid and like that.
I beg your pardon?
Trip. Mental trip. Total experience. Acid. LSD. Dig?
I have no idea what this poor person is talking about. But if she is so excited about it, it must be highly beneficial. All right, I want to go on a trip.
It's about time, baby.
You said it again!
This guy is so far out, he's in. All right, go down the street and into the store in the next corner. Tell him I sent you, pal.
Pal? What happened to baby?
I just don't feel the same.
You mean...
Yes, it's all over between you and me. Can't we just be friends?
Friends?
Oh, good friends. After all, we still have the bond of all that we were to each other.
Yes, I suppose.
It's big of you to take it this way.
Well, life must go on. Goodbye, light of my life.
Goodbye.
What a strange young woman. Perhaps we will meet one day again. But now to that store. This is all very suspicious. It will perhaps require the services of normal man, bland hero of the airwaves. But to attract less attention, I will remain in my secret identity.
Yes, normal man, this may indeed be a job for you, for at your current destination hides one of your greatest arch enemies, the notorious Sweet Man.
Ah, ha, 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 ha! This is the life! At the same time that I'm hiding here from the police, I am making lots of money selling the thing that people want most these days, LSD. Now, if I can only hide from that terrible normal man, he'll never find this hideout. It looks just like a harmless candy store.
This is where the young woman sent me, but it looks just like a harmless candy store. I sort of expected a travel agency. Well, I had better go in. It looks like a harmless candy store in here, too.
Will it be, Mac, a banana egg cream?
Gee, I've never had a banana egg cream. Is it good?
Terrible, the worst thing I ever tasted.
Then why do you offer it to me so quickly?
I don't know, you kind of look like a banana egg cream type, you know what I mean?
Not entirely.
Well, like yesterday, a guy comes in here, he looks like the shredded wheat malted type. So I says, hey, Mac.
You call everyone Mac?
No, Mac, I never used the word.
Oh.
So I says, hey, Mac, how about a nice shredded wheat malted? He says, sure.
You're very perceptive.
It comes with experience.
Do you ever make mistakes?
Well, once in a while. Like the other day, a guy comes in here and I says to him, hey, Mac.
You said it again.
Your imagination. Oh. So I says, hey, Mac, how about a nice liverwurst sundae? And he says, no, give me a lettuce milkshake. I thought I knew a lettuce milkshake man right off the bat. But this guy fooled me. Now, how's about that banana egg cream? You are a banana egg cream man, aren't you?
Well, I'd certainly hate to hurt your feelings or mar your self-esteem, but, well...
No dice, huh? How's about a nice passion fruit custard?
Well, actually, I didn't come here to eat.
Hmm?
Isn't this a travel agency?
Huh?
Well, this young lady told me to come here and inquire about a trip.
Oh, why didn't you say so? You gotta go down those steps over there. Hey, boss, here comes another one for the trip. Okay? Thanks.
That voice. I'm sure I know it. I must rush down these stairs.
Well, well, glad to see you. So you on a trip, eh?
Of course. That archfiend Sweet Man. I hope that my disguise fooled him. Yes, I'm very interested.
Have you ever taken LSD before?
No, but I work for IBM, listen to CBS, and wear BVDs.
I guess that's enough for a start. How many capsules do you want?
All that you have.
All?
That's right, Sweet Man.
You know me!
Yes, Sweet Man, I may look to you like an ordinary stunk, but when I remove these coverings, you see that I am none other than Normal Man, unexciting guardian of the city.
So, Normal Man, we meet again, but you won't escape me.
No?
No.
What was that?
That was a sound of an LSD capsule piercing your lips.
You were always good at throwing things.
In a moment, you will be under hallucinatory influences.
Nonsense. I have no hallucinations. I can see everything in this room with perfect clarity. I can see your two heads, that purple dragon over there, the seven revolving anteaters walking on the ceiling.
At last, Normal Man, you are where I want you.
The life-size model of Pompeii erupting. The entire original Broadway cast of AB's Irish Rose.
Alas, here we must leave our hero for now. What will become of gallant Normal Man now that he is under the influence of Sweet Man's LSD?
King Kong kissing Fay Wray on top of the Empire State Building. I can see Abe Lincoln crossing the Delaware.
Be sure to tune in next time when Normal Man will again be brought to you by Crispy Crunchy Corn Flakes. Remember, just one bowl of Crispy Crunchies make you feel like
34 Russian Cossacks doing the frug in their bare feet, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, it could be a pear tree. But on the other hand, an apple tree has leaves too. And you know that.
And that was the first exciting adventure of Normal Man.